Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life.
We agree with, ladies and gentlemen.
And I had to start again.
One of these great songs.
Just my
to be in America, as am I. Welcome back, 12 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and just like Lee, I'm proud to be an American. We're celebrating the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Happy Independence Day, America. Happy Independence Day, Americans, wherever you are on planet Earth, listening to the show on the radio or the internet, subspace frequency, waiting on the mothership to beam you back, whatever it takes. We're glad you're here, and we want to help you celebrate this great day, and we're going to do that with one of our dear friends, one of our great Brain Trust members, an original founding member. In fact, we're celebrating his 18th anniversary as a member of our little family here, and he's our dear friend, Dr. Gene Greisman, ladies and gentlemen, is the author of so many books, but my favorite is The Words That Can Live By. One of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet, Gene, is Dr. Gene Greisman. Welcome back to the show.
And I'm so glad to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Happy anniversary.
Yes, thank you, 18. With regard to that particular book, The Words Lincoln Lived By, we were talking before I came on, but I just did a program in Rochester, New York, a Lincoln program for a company up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they liked that particular book, The Words Lincoln Lived By. It was a client appreciation of it. They bought a copy for everyone who attended.
Well, so, I'm not surprised. I mean,
it's still out there. I think in the 25th printing.
Yeah, I believe it. No, it's a classic. It's one of the greats. You should see my copy. It looks it's worn out, dog-eared, yellow marks. Sticky notes sticking out of it all over the place. It doesn't go back in my library. It stays near me. Gene, I'm glad you're here. What does Independence Day in America mean to you?
Well, I was thinking as you were saying that. Let me correct myself. It's the 20th or 21st printing. So Lincoln doesn't exaggerate. But anyway, you said it was. It is Independence Day. But it's interesting that Lincoln made a comment. He almost worshipped George Washington.
Huh.
And that generation of leaders. And he said it was clear that they were animated by something more than just a desire for independence from England. They were struggling for something bigger. And he makes that clear in the Gettysburg Address, and you mentioned it in your last newsletter, that they
right.
were struggling at a time when every major country on earth was ruled by a monarch or a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, are the common people, common ordinary people, capable of ruling themselves? And the almost universal answer up till then was no. There had been little tiny republics, but not large ones, and even then they were ruled by elites. And so Lincoln believed that they were struggling for something bigger, an opportunity for self-government, for people's government.
Well, I agree, and of course that's one of the tenets that that informed Lincoln so heavily. And what do you think? You know, in one of his great speeches that you know so well, he called what we're doing here in those days. He called it an experiment, didn't he? He defined America still, several years later. He called America still an experiment.
It was an experiment, and it is an ongoing experiment.
You think it still is?
Oh, absolutely. I think that we keep on experimenting with the sentence that changed Lincoln's political views. It was the sentence written by Thomas Jefferson that he put in the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
All men are created equal, and it's the test of that word all men. How far can we extend it? For example, did it all include women? And so Abigail Adams pled with her husband, John Adams, Don't forget the ladies.
Right.
When you're doing the Declaration, when you're doing the Constitution. They did. And it was not until decades later.
Over 100 years
that
later.
Women got the right that men did.
Right. It was two centuries later, not 200 years, but it was a 20th century before that happened.
That's exactly right. And so it was an experiment as to whether we could give women the right to participate. And then later on, whether we could give the right to people from Africa and people from Asia, could they have the right? And then could we give people who didn't own property the right to vote?
Do you think those times in our history when we were making those decisions about who could vote, do you think that was an honest? Do you think it was discriminatory? Do you think it was an honest concern for the decisions and maybe just their ignorance of and when I say ignorance, I mean not stupid. I mean just what they didn't know about other people and about what would happen to them. It was still an experiment.
Both. Mm-hmm. I think that whenever you look at political history, you see people animated by genuine fears, and you also see them animated by their own selfish interests.
Mm-hmm.
And people who have power and wealth often don't want to give it up to those who don't,
mm-hmm.
or put it at risk. And so, and I think the history of America is that we're good and bad. We're a mixture, just like human beings. We all have the potential to do bad things, and we have the potential to do good things. You mentioned in your last newsletter about the better angels of our nature.
Mm-hmm.
That suggests that there are angels that are not so good, huh?
Well, it's true. It's true. And, you know, you're talking about the women vote.
Comedy show, The Devil Made Me Do It.
Flip Wilson, you know, back to the people, different people who can vote. You know, you talked about the women being able to vote in the early part of the 20th century, and today here we are in the 21st century, and women are going probably the female vote's going to decide the next election, decided the last election.
That's exactly right. And by the way, we don't have to go to ancient history to discover keeping people from voting.
Right.
When I once lived in Cone, Mississippi, and
Gene, hold on to that thought.
I want to tell you that story.
I gotta go. I gotta take a quick one, folks. We're celebrating the 4th of July. It's Independence Day in America. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you with me.
Yes, anywhere.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.